This is Idol Tapped. Welcome back, American Idol fans. I'm Ryan Duvall. I am missing my co-host, Nick Tremarco. He couldn't join us this week, but I do have someone very special in place of him, and I'll give you a hint at who it is.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Katie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's the best gift. Happy birthday.
That was the voice of Cody Gabriel Martin, and he is joining us here this week.
Hi, guys.
Cody, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
So, just tell me what this whole process was like of you auditioning, why you auditioned.
So, the process started here in Louisville. They sent their tour bus around to different locations, and I decided to, I wasn't going to be able to not audition with the amount of people that like were pressuring me into it. Cause like everybody knows that I sing all the time, everywhere that I go. And so, everybody was just like, you better. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. You know, why not? And I went to the bus tour. I made it past the producers there, and they made me go to another audition in Chicago. And I went to that audition and got through. And then I finally saw the celebrities in October in Nashville. So, it was a long process, man. It was a lot of, traveling and, digging in and,
And that's at your own expense, too. Like, you really have to want this. You have to pay for all the travel.
Yes, until, when they send you to Hollywood Week, which you will see here soon, coming Monday. Yeah, they you have to want it. You're right. You really do. And but it's exciting at the same time. And meeting all kinds of people is just, it's really fun just to meet all the different types of musicians out there, because we're a weird bunch, You're not going to get the pressed slacks and blazer crowd, You're going to get some oddness. I love it. It's fun. Made some connections.
Have you kept up with Idol before? Are you an Idol fan? Have you watched it? Or is this something new to you?
Really, I was a fan back in the day when they had Kelly Clarkson and Ruben Studdard, but I kind of fell off. I'm not going to lie. I hadn't really watched really any cable TV for the longest. I'm more of a Netflix guy, I'm not going
to
lie.
Hey, I don't blame you for that, but we're glad to have you here. And so this past week, we had two more audition episodes with a total of 26 golden tickets. That's a lot of auditions to go through. So I went and I picked through a few of my favorites. And I just want to go through and start. One that really stood out to me was Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
And oh, Caleb was my roommate.
What?
Yeah, he was my roommate. He's my roommate in Hollywood Week.
Okay, so you know exactly who. Okay, so how is that?
Bro,
pretty good guy.
That boy, just his voice just won't quit, and he can play the hell of a guitar, man. I don't know if you know about the sensation ASMR, but I have it, and I like to. There's like trigger videos online and stuff. It's like basically this tingly sensation you get running down your back whenever you get like direct. Close attention or like, I don't know. There's just different things that can trigger it. But like we were in our room playing the guitar, and I swear it was just like a tingly warm bath of awesomeness. He's amazing. He's talented.
And he's only 18.
Yes. Too. It makes me so pissed. The young talent that's here in this season. Cause I was nowhere near that when I was that age at all.
I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play his audition. This is him singing If It Hadn't Been for Love.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have hit hitchhiked to Birmingham. If it hadn't been for love, wouldn't ever jump the train to Louisiana. If it hadn't been for love, I never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name. If it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Four cold walls against my will, at least I know she's lying still. Lord have mercy on my soul.
Whew. At only 18, you have some work cut out for you, Cody. I don't envy you at all. Tell us, do you guys maybe sing together in Hollywood Week?
Do I get to sing with Caleb? Unfortunately, I do not. I sang with him, you know, informally all the time. Like, that's all we did. But no, I didn't get to sing with him. I did, however, get to sing with Miss Layla Springs, and you will see that coming up here soon.
Perfect. Okay, so our Kentucky kids get together and get to do
it. Yeah.
Cool. The next contestant that I had, this one, it was at the end of the Sunday episode, and I have to tell you that this audition made my jaw drop in how amazed I was.
Okay.
He definitely became a favorite of mine, and his name is Les Green.
Who?
Les Green?
Les Green? Oh, yeah, Les.
Just raw soul. The outfit was great, too. I loved that. And one thing that bothered me about that audition was that the judges said, you should tone it down, calm it down. And my thing was, no, why would you tell any artist ever to calm their art down?
He's a sweet soul. Les is a sweet soul. And he's also amazing. He's out here doing all kinds of things. He's part of a band called Patrick and the Swayzes. I'm just going to plug him right now because he's such a cool guy. And he is such a dedicated and just persistent worker. He's his own manager. Like, he has, I was talking to him. I hope I'm not spreading secrets, but he is his own manager. Like, he actually even has an alias whenever he deals with like other venues and stuff, and he's setting up gigs. He pretends to be like, he wears so many hats, and he's so creative, and he just does so much. I think he's like going overseas and performing too. He's got a following in Sweden. Like, this guy, yeah, look out for Les Green.
This is the real deal. Well, I'm gonna play his audition, and hopefully I get that same feeling I did when I first heard it.
It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
He just sits on it, don't he?
Why would you ever tone that down? Let it go.
Carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, long time coming.
He's telling a story.
Oh, I love it. I hope he does not heed their advice and just does his own thing, because I will say they're wrong. They are
wrong. Very independent soul. I'm sure he does. He like, when you have that type of tenacity, like I was just telling you earlier, to run your own programs, and like, he's not out here waiting for anybody to do anything for him. That's what I like so much about Les Green, is that not only is he a creative, but he's also taking initiative, which is something that, you know, it's inspiring to me, because I've been a server for so long, and like, I've taken baby steps of initiative to make this my lifestyle, to make this my career, but like seeing less on what he's accomplished, you know, he's very, it's an inspiration. And actually, like, you know, I buddied up with him too. So, you know, so.
You got all the connections, don't you?
I really did. I like making friends. So like, you probably can't name an idol person that I wasn't at least friends with.
I'm very envious of you. That's for sure. moving on to the next person that I have, Genevieve.
Genevieve.
He's saying, "I won't give up on us." She was one of 10 children. She plays piano, and I thought she had just a beautiful range, and she had a very nice falsetto. Luke Bryan said, "You just have a magic in your voice." And Lionel said, "Reminds me of Celine Dion." So right there, I knew.
She's amazing. She's amazing. I am friends with her too. I'm friends. That's funny. We kind of bonded over our faith. She's a really, you know, sweet and spiritual, like just loving, compassionate person. And, that's why I liked her. she's a good girl. She's a good girl to know, and definitely has the voice of an angel. So,
oh yeah. Well, we're going to play that voice of an angel right now.
Please. Please do.
Just amazing.
To listen to her dig down into her diaphragm and give us that.
Oh, there's definite emotion in there, that's for sure.
And the thing is, she's so young that she's still got so much more to develop and so much more to bring forth over her many years, you know, of that she's going to be doing this. And it's just, wow, like what else is going to come out of that girl?
She still has plenty of time to grow.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, just in general, all of the teenagers, all of the youngsters that I was just blown away, bro. Because I consider, when I look back at myself at like 16 or 17 as a singer, I consider myself as talented, but I definitely think that these people have got me beat. They're so talented and so creative at a young age. It's hard to...
Don't give up just yet.
Oh, I'm not giving up. Don't worry about that.
Speaking of emotion through song, this next contestant wrote his own original song called Gone. This is 22-year-old Brandon Elder, who for me had a story that really got to me. He's only been singing for a year, but he was... When he was little, he was traded for a car, and then his adopted mother recently died of cancer. So he's had a very eventful life in the 22 years. Did you have any interaction with him?
Little interaction, not as much as Les and Genevieve. But I'll tell you this, every time I saw him, he had a smile on his face. And I think that says a lot about a person who can go through that much pain and still... at the end of the day, smile, still at the end of the day, pursue their dreams and their goals with the same fearlessness. I mean, the guy, people, I'm sorry, I'm kind of tripping over my own words here, but like, I met so many people who just are tenacious, who just are fighters and
raw.
Yeah, just raw. Like, it's cool. It's inspiring to see that many people out here and the types of people and the people who have the stories. And that's why you follow these people, is because when they sing, when they open themselves up, you can feel, you can sense, you get to join them for their story. And it's the story that makes the song. It's not just melodies and notes and rhythms. It's the story. That's what keys you in. That's what keeps you coming back, you know?
we listen to feel. That's the whole point of music. Mm-hmm. So I completely agree with you there.
One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. It's Bob Marley.
And here is Brandon Elder singing his original Gone.
Oh, it's so good.
And this is definitely a story.
He's got such a unique voice. Give you everything that I have, all that I ever asked. And that's a hit song.
Oh yeah, for sure. That got some radio
play.
Yeah,
like everybody would. I would already like have this downloaded. I don't know if it's available. But,
let's make it a single. We need to get that.
Left to contact.
Make it viral. Yeah.
Listen to that. Like, you hear how he caresses the notes. Ugh, it's nice. When I was a young boy, you took me in. Love me as your own. I just hope everything good happens to him, man. He deserves to be doing this through his life. Love from a mother's heart, though we
are far apart. I love that rasp. Anyone who can mm-hmm. sing with that little growl.
I got chills listening to it right now. recording.
And he had three yeses, which he deserved.
Absolutely. 100%.
Sometimes they're just a little more harsh on other people, and it's hard to tell what they're going to feel for every person.
It really is. Like, I mean, I didn't know if they were going to, I was going to go in and they were going to be like, oh, that was a nasty birthday and tell me to get on out of there. I actually didn't plan on singing happy birthday until it was like a couple 15 minutes before I was about to go in.
Did you know it was Katie's birthday before you had gone in?
That's why, because I had been talking to some of the producers and I found out that she was doing that this whole time. And then I had sent in videos of me singing happy birthday. Like, I don't know if you checked my Instagram, but I have a video of me singing happy birthday to a guest when I was a server. So, I mean, it kind of just matched with my story and it kind of just felt right to do it. So that's why I did it. I mean, it just felt right at the moment, 15 minutes before. But I was originally going to sing Hometown Glory by Adele, and I was going to dedicate it to Louisville.
Oh, how nice.
And I actually did sing it, but they just didn't air it.
Oh, okay. So you did sing that.
I did, yeah.
Do you want to give us a little taste? Give our viewers a little more Cody?
Sure, why not? I guess I'll sing that song.
We'll plug it. We got to plug it. That's why you're here, right?
I've been walking in the same way as I did. Missing out the cracks in the pavement and touching my heels, strutting my feet. Is there anything I can do for you, dear? Is there anyone I can call? No, and thank you, please, madame. I'm not lost, just wondering about my hometown memories are fresh, and around my hometown, ooh, the people I've met are the wonders of this world. Are the wonders of this world. Are the wonders of this world. Are the wonders of mine.
Wow. You make all those riffs and runs sound so effortless. It makes me want to attempt to sing.
Oh, thank you. I had to kind of keep it down because my roommates are taking naps right now.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for blessing me with that. I appreciate that. I love Adele. She's amazing.
Oh, gosh. I just wish they would have caught my face because I remember one moment, like after Katy Perry commented on that, she was like, and it was an Adele song? Oh, my gosh. And I was like, yeah. And I get this starstruck look and I just look I'm just like, I love Adele. I probably look like the biggest creeper.
Maybe that's why they cut it.
Yeah, that's probably why.
this next audition was from the Sunday episode, and this girl had just a strong voice, and what I liked better is that she studied opera, so she has this powerhouse vocal, and she sang an original song, and I'm talking of Effie Bizarro.
Oh my God. That girl just, first of all, she is one of the most interesting people to meet. Okay, just stopping with the voice for a minute. Just without the voice, she's still like an interesting character. You'd want to like follow her in a blog or like, you know, just see her as, I don't know, she could be an actress if she wanted to. She's like so animated and so she's got something interesting to say to you all the time. But then you add the voice and her storytelling ability, and it's just like, ah, you just want a fangirl immediately. She can blow. She's got pipes. Oh my gosh. I just can't wait to you guys. I know America's not caught up with this yet, and I can't really speak much on it, but I really can't wait for America to see what's in store for Effie, and that's all I'll say. I almost divulged secrets, so I just can't wait for America. Yeah, like, if you thought that was good, you guys just aren't prepared.
Okay, so you're telling me that she is going to top this performance?
Absolutely. She's got so much control.
I think this is another single too.
And she's got that core tone, that this grip. You know, I studied opera too, right?
Did
I graduated
really?
From the University of Louisville with a music degree, and I did some voice training and some opera.
So you can do opera too. Wow. So can you do it in like original Italian?
Yeah, I have one memorized in Italian and I have one memorized in French.
That's talent to not only sing as well as you do, but to also sing in a different language.
Thank you. Yeah, that having spent so many years with the Cardinal Singers and under the wonderful tutelage of Dr. Kent Hatterberg, he's amazing. He's the director for the Cardinal Singers at the University of Louisville, which, let me just plug them for a little bit. They're ranked second in the world right now among choirs. Yes, I said it. Ranked second in the world. My hometown has the second best choir in the world. And pretty soon we're gunning for the first. But sidetrack. That's what his main drive is. He wants us to experience different cultures, different languages. We sang songs with made up words, you know, just gobbledygook and, you know, just all kinds of creative stuff. University of Louisville is known for its music programs, known for their new music festival. And they give away like the Graumeier Awards and stuff for new music. Interesting, you know, like cutting edge, kind of avant-garde stuff. I don't know if I said that right. But they encourage innovation there. They encourage creativity and they encourage, you know, the merging of cultures. They want us to, we got the chance to go overseas and, you know, spend weeks and weeks in Korea and Singapore and Taiwan and just soak in all these world cultures. And I think that was more than anything so transformative for me as a young singer, is being overseas and being around some, being out of my comfort zone, you know? And being in front of, you know, people from different cultures. I mean, because you'll get immersed, you'll get exposed to different singing styles even. Being around the, at these international festivals, you'll have the chance to, you know, be around Cuban singers. Back in 2000 and, I want to say it was 2012, I think. I was in Germany and at the Harmonia Festival and, it was the first chance that we were the embargo on Cuba was still going. And so I don't know if it's lifted yet or if it's not. I don't know. I probably should fact check that. I think it's easier now since Obama to get into Cuba. But this is like just the first sharing of cultures and music between our two countries in like years, you know. And then shortly after that, they got the chance to go to Cuba, the Cardinal Singers as well. I wasn't with them on that trip, but, you know, you just get exposed to different different ways of singing, different ways of being. And I think anything that makes you a better person can make you a better vocalist, you know? Sing in different spaces, because not all spaces sound the same. You know that just from going and singing in the bathroom or in the shower or in the car and then coming out and trying to sing, you know, in front of people.
Oh, I know that because the shower is the only place where I'm brave enough to sing to myself. And then once I step out, show's closed. It's over. No more encores. The next guest sang A Song for You by Donny Hathaway. And this was another one that I felt. And this is Dominique Posey.
Oh, Dominique Posey. Oh, gosh. He's a stud. He's just out here singing. Like, ugh. You know, he turned down like $1,500, I want to say, in gigs or something, which isn't, that's not a crazy amount. But, like, that was just over a week that he had to, like, turn down in order to go to Idol. Like, he's already has a following somewhere out in Georgia and stuff. And he's, like, out here doing stuff. But he's so humble, too. Like, it's crazy.
For his audition or Hollywood Week?
For Hollywood Week. For him to participate in Idol, like, he had to turn down some gigs and stuff. Like, a bunch of them. Because, like, this is what he's already trying, like, in the midst of doing for his career. Which is so inspiring. Like, he's doing it, you know?
That shows how much he wants it, that, you know, he'll get rid of the financial aspect of it and just go for the title. And that... Yeah. That's always nice to see from contestants, that you know that they're gonna, that they want this and they're actually gonna do things. With a lot of contestants, you know, I've watched this show every season, and a lot of these people, once they're eliminated, they don't produce any music. You know, that was it. They just kind of wanted to come for the ride.
Yeah.
And so it's nice when
he's already got his own originals and stuff.
Right. So he is the real deal. And we're gonna see more of him.
I just wanna say again, just in spite of that, he's still so humble. And he's out here, like, and he's, like, so, I don't know. He always has, he's willing to help. Like, solicited, unsolicited, like, he's there, and he's gonna, you know, help. Like, I saw him, like, just help guide some of the teenagers, you know, through Hollywood Week, and just, you know, just kind of being a person to take other people under your wing. He's a great guy. I really liked Dominique. I really did. I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. Like butter. I've acted out my life on
stages with 10,000 people. He's got it.
But we're alone now. But sing, Dominique. I'm singing this song to you. Voice control. This is so soothing. It's such a soothing sound to your soul. I don't know. It makes me calm. He's definitely got a bright future ahead of him. That's for sure.
That is definite. The next contestant actually happened right after his audition.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved her. She reminded me of Macy Gray.
Are you thinking about Amalia?
Yep.
I love exactly Amalia so much. Oh my gosh, I can't reveal things, but I have a connection with Amalia. She is 100% all the time, first of all. She's a Caribbean goddess, and she's so empowered and just, she's like a queen. You really like, but she's so poised, and she's so creative, and she's so intellectual, and she's so conscious. Amalia is just... She's the bee's knees. You don't even know. You don't even know. And, like, I don't know, just her upbringing, her story. Like, she grew up in the Caribbean and, you know, didn't necessarily have everything handed to her. But she's – and the thing about Amalia also, she's an old soul. You can just tell it just from being around her. And she's deeper than the average bear. Like, she's not – she's one of those stargazers that is thinking about something. She thinks about things that are just a touch more important than everyday life. I don't know. She's definitely got the makings of a incredible artist. And I don't know. I could also see in her have a huge fan base because she's so sweet. She's so, I feel like I just keep babbling about all my friends here.
That's what you're here for, to give us all the scoop.
You just meet these people, Ryan, and you just fall in love with, you know, their spirits and who they are. Like, it almost felt like summer camp being in Hollywood, because you make so many friends and, you know, you hear so many people's stories and, you know, you just feel it with them. You know, you feel it with them, where they're coming from, how bad they want it, how bad they want to make a difference, or what, you know. Music is very revealing. And you know, I'm talking like it's always happy-go-lucky, but it works the same opposite, too. I met some people that I could just tell that maybe they didn't deserve to be here, you know? It's their music, their soul is not, you can't hide that. You really can't hide that when you're around these people, when you're in an endeavor like this. You know, it comes out. Katy Perry, even on one occasion that you'll see coming up, she says, you know, there's some people here who feel like they're entitled, and I'm not here for it. You'll see her say, I loved it when she said that too.
She's putting them in her place.
Yeah, because that's not what America wants. That's not what America needs, is another entitled person.
I will say that is a good piece of advice, because the voters see that, and no one is going to vote for someone who feels that they deserve it.
Deserve it, exactly.
You know, this is for someone who is, you know, trying their hardest, and they have the chops to back it up. But if you just come in with an arrogance and air about yourself, the voters see that, and no one's going to vote for that. So it's smart to not play up your arrogance.
Which also makes me surprised, because the people that you've been picking out are, like, some of the most humblest, down-to-earth people. Dominique, Genevieve, Caleb, Amalia, like, they are such great human beings. I have nothing but positive things to say about them. There are some people, I don't want you to think that I'm just this bubbly person who always says good things about people, because there's some people that, you know, I didn't really vibe with. I'm not going to diss them or talk bad about their name or anything, not even to bring their name up. But, you know, I just chose not to give certain people as much energy, you know?
Right. And, you know, that's, you know, if their attitude is going to reflect that, then that's what happens.
But these people, Amalia, Caleb, oh gosh, you're making me nostalgic. You're making me miss them. So we had fun. We had a blast out there, I'm not going to lie.
And I want to make sure that Amalia gets her plug in as well, because she deserves it. So this is Amalia's audition.
I love her choices.
I want to rock that fro.
Oh,
like,
gosh,
she
rocks it so effortlessly. As amazing as that was, that wasn't her. She's in a. It's the same situation with Effie. If you really like that, you're gonna have to watch out for her next performance, because it was awesome. I stood up.
You're making me so excited for this next episode. I know. It's excited. Like, man, we still have a few more days until this airs. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Oh, gosh. Yes. No, she killed. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I kind of want to tell you what song she sang, because just so you can just be amped up and ready. I'm going to do it. Screw it. If they get mad at me, whatever. So she ends up singing. She ends up singing Redemption Song by Bob Marley later on, and she kills it. So much, in fact, that I was in the audience, and I just stood up and started raising my hands and closing my eyes and, like, swaying. Like, sincerely swaying, not trying to be a goofball or anything, because it was just moving. She's got something on those vocal cords, I'm telling
you. All right. And I have to wait. I have to wait to hear that? Okay.
You have to
wait. I'm sure it'll be worth it, that's for sure, if everything that you're telling me is true.
It's true. She impressed me, and believe it or not, I like to think that I'm pretty difficult to impress vocally, but no, she's very impressive. She just has her own sound, you know? And so many musicians, they sound good, but they don't have their own sound.
That's, oh yeah. And I think she's definitely a contender this season. I can see her going pretty far.
Watch out for it.
The next one was Daniel Etheridge. And
Daniel Etheridge, who is he?
Is a young man who was Korean. He sang country music, surprisingly.
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't know him that much.
Oh, okay. So I found one that you are not acquainted with. I found the one.
The one, yes.
Found the one. He sang two songs. His second song was an original, and I preferred that one. It was nicely written. One was about, you know, him impressing his sister and how his sister looks up to him.
I think I remember that one. It was the one, yeah, he was good. You're so proud of all the things I've yet to do. Ooh, and honestly, I wish that I could be a little more like you. Well, sorry that it's taken me so long. I promise you one day they'll know my song. Great guitar player. It's a good song. I'm always so jealous of these musicians that can get up here and play amazing guitar and sing amazingly. Because I can do it low-key, but I'm not. I have never claimed to be an accomplished guitar player at all. And so, like, whenever I do have to accompany myself on the guitar, I'm diverting, like, 50% to 75% brain power on the guitar part. So it, like, takes from my singing. I hate it. Then you get these people that just come up here and just do it beautifully. So coordinated. I'm clumsy.
He was another one of my favorites. The last person that I made sure to take account of was the second to last auditioner of Monday's episode. And I'm sure you know who I'm talking about if I simply say weird hair.
Timotheus!
Yep.
He's a cool guy. I like him a lot. So yeah, you really only named one person that I didn't know.
So that just goes to show how much you're right about this whole camp.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and I don't know. The producers were telling us, so I can't verify this information, but they were saying that as far as groups go, that our group was one of the, you know, like, nicest, kindest, friendliest group, as opposed to like some of the other groups in the past. And I really felt that, like, you know, of course everybody's trying to be their best selves, but it really just felt like everybody, there wasn't, you know, it's a competition. Sometimes there's that backbitiness, that feel of it, or, you know, that cattiness because you're in a competition and, you know, or the hate, where because you're hoping somebody to fail and you want to succeed. But honestly, truly, I just felt that was completely absent this season.
All right. So you're kind of telling us that Hollywood Week is going to be less drama than normal.
Way less. I mean, I'm sure they managed to find some drama. You know, it's TV. They have to show drama. They have to keep people interested. But it's probably really small compared to, like, some of the things you've seen in the past.
That's good, because I like my Hollywood Weeks to be full of music and singing instead of people running around screaming at each other.
Yeah. There really wasn't any of that. It was the opposite. It was people, you know, being supportive and loving on each other. That's really what I felt. Like, it was literally the complete opposite. Everybody was so full of love and support that you really just couldn't. There were those people. But honestly, I feel like they got eliminated really quickly.
Well, hey, that's karma for you.
Exactly. The people that came there with the wrong attitudes and the wrong perspective, you know, that just, you know, if you're a black hole, America doesn't need a black hole right now. America doesn't. And I think the judges can see that. You can see if you're. And what I mean by black hole is just people who are like cesspools of negativity, who like they and you know, everybody knows that person who can come into a room and their atmosphere just changes the room. You know, it gets tenser, it gets, you know, and that's not something that America needs. America needs, America is long overdue for somebody who's going to bring positivity and love and compassion. And I think that the judges, that's what their goal was this year. And so that's why I honestly think that a lot of the negative people, a lot of the, not everybody who goes cut in Hollywood Week was negative. I'm not saying that. But a lot of the people who I felt personally were the most negative ended up leaving the quickest.
So all the positivity is still on the show.
Yeah, dude. There's some really sweet people who made it really, really far. And I'm so excited to see what happens for these people. Myself included. I think I'm kind of sweet.
Oh, yeah. You are. Obviously, you are, since you agreed to come on to the show. We appreciate that immensely. I can't tell you that enough.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to come on again.
Oh, yes. For sure. We'll definitely have you back. I have plenty of questions for you, but I do want to quickly go ahead and show Simothiah's slowed down version of Tennessee Whiskey that he performed.
Oh, yeah, Simothiah. We didn't even get to plug him. Another situation where somebody can accompany himself so beautifully. Tennessee Whiskey.
He just plays it so mellow.
I love that.
Is that considered scatting?
Yeah, that's definitely scatting. I love choices. I think his overall, like, just one of his strengths is his ability to flip between his falsetto and his chest voice, and then like how he artfully and tastefully uses the cracks in his voice to, like, you know, you heard that sometimes, like he cracks, you hear it crack, but it sounds natural, it sounds beautiful, it sounds like it's supposed to be in that space, and I love it. And then his just control over his falsetto and his runs are so clear. This boy, he's coming from Belmont. I almost went to Belmont University. You know, he studied music engineering. He is a pian. He obviously has a significant amount of mastery on the piano. The boy is just, he's another one that bright future ahead of him.
Oh, that's for sure. And that can be said for any of these people that we featured on the show today. All of them are just amazing talents. And I do want to ask you, we went through a few people. Is there someone that I did not list that you feel that I overlooked?
Yes. You missed Amelia. Amelia Hammer Harris.
I did. Yes, I did. I went back and forth on her. I loved her song choice.
I honestly don't think that her audition was the best that I heard her sing.
Okay.
I will say that.
Okay, so we agree then.
She did amazing. Like, that audition was, I think it was really good, and I really think it did show the sultriness of her voice, but I just don't think we got, I think the song selection prevented us from getting enough of what she can do. And I really think it was all purely song selection. I really don't think it was anything on Amelia's part. I just don't think that song was what she should have auditioned with, me personally.
So I'm glad that you said that, because she was one that I was on the fence about. Because I could tell that there was something there, mm-hmm. but just the audition didn't do anything for me. I'm glad that she did go through to give me that chance again to prove that she is worth to be on the list. But I don't think the audition song helped her.
Yeah, it didn't. But just keep an eye out for her. Let me just assure you, this girl is a superstar. She's already a superstar. Okay. And the thing is that she's multi-talented. She's got, like, she's a photographer. She can play instruments. She can sing. She models. She does commercials. I think she dances. I don't know. I didn't get to see her dance that much, but it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. She's a triple threat. She actually took some pictures of me while we were out there that I just, like, was blown away by her photography skills. Like, just check her Instagram if you want to just look and see some of them. But, I mean, obviously, this is a music.
And do you know, what's her handle?
Amelia Hammer Harris.
Amelia Hammer Harris. All right, you heard it here. While we're on the issue of plugging social media, go ahead and tell us yours so we can be sure to follow you in your journey.
Okay, you can follow me on my Instagram at Cody the Mulatto, and that's CodyTheMulatto. You can follow me on Snapchat on at Waterbringer. My stuff is so confusing to say, and that's spelled WataBringuh. Watabringa. I purposefully misspelled that because I thought it was clever. Clever take on an Aquarius, because I'm an Aquarius and the sign is a water bringer. So, you know, that's why I did it. And then you can also follow me on Facebook. Just type in my name, Cody Gabriel Martin. I have a verified musicians page and just a regular page. And I'll add you back. Promise.
Hashtag follow back.
Yep, hashtag follow back.
Like follow back. Any others that I looked over?
Let's see. I don't think Taylor John Williams' episode has been aired yet. Did you see Ricky Manning's? It's on iTunes right now. So plug for him, Ricky Manning. Okay. So all of your listeners need to go check out the Ricky Manning on his Instagram page. Spelled like it sounds. RickyManning. He has an original out right now that's like gained some traction. It's really good. It's called LA is Lonely. It's a beautiful song. He's an incredibly talented singer as well.
That song got Katie emotional. I know that song definitely hit home for her during that audition.
I already told you Taylor Williams too, didn't I?
You did not, but that's another one to look out for.
I don't think his. Let me check YouTube and see if his episode's aired yet. I don't know if it has. I think if it'll be on tonight. If not,
we have one.
He made
more.
It to like. I think I want to say Taylor John Williams made it to top five on The Voice.
Oh, so he's all right. He's no stranger.
He's no stranger to this. Don't quote me though. Yeah, he's got some two originals out right now called Like the Movies and White Summer Dress. And you can check those on YouTube, too. They're amazing. And Ricky Manning is actually performing with him in Like the Movies, too. So there's two idol people in one of the videos.
Oh, cool. So next week is the last audition episode on Sunday. And then Monday is the first Hollywood Week episode. So it's going to be an eventful week.
I forgot to.
And you've already given us.
I forgot to. Other people I forgot to mention. I feel bad now.
Oh, you know what? Let's go. Go for it. We got time.
Thaddeus Johnson. Check him out. Make sure you check out William Casanova. You need to check out Kiki. I don't remember her last name, though. But she's good. Really, really good. Chikara. Trying to plug out all my friends now. All the friends I made. See, am I missing anybody? Oh, and Dennis Lorenzo. Oh my gosh. You need to check out that guy. You know, I'm sure everybody heard him sing his R&B version of, I forget what song it was, but it was amazing. It was actually two contestants. Brandon Diaz sang it, and Dennis Lorenzo sang the same song. I don't know if you guys noticed. But both of them did amazing on it. Both of them are amazing singers. I think that's it. If there's anybody I think of, I'll mention them to you next time I come on.
Will do. All right. We'll be sure to allot plenty of time because I'm sure with as many friends as you've made, you can list out the thought book at this point.
It's a long list.
But going into this next week, you know, the last audition episode and the first Hollywood week, you've already given us a little taste of what we can expect. Before we go, do you want to tell us anything that we can expect to see something to pump us up for this upcoming week?
I mean, just expect to see some really talented performers. That's a really simple way to say it. Just the competition heats up. We're all there in Hollywood. So we all have to bring our best.
Definitely something to look forward to. Some amazing performances.
Yeah. And also some not good ones. I was in one, so I can tell you. Some not so good.
Dreaded group performances. Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, my. I will let you believe whatever you want to believe.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, it was fun. It was fun. And you're going to see us having fun.
I'm sure it seems, I mean, from a viewer's perspective, it seems like a fun time to be a part of the Idol program. That's for sure. That's why I'm trying to dig my way through this route, because I can't sing, so I'm going to be a part of it some other way. And created was Idol Tapped. Well, Cody, I want to thank you for coming on again. It was fun. I appreciate you spending your evening with me and talking about this. We'll be sure to have you on again. before we head out, is there anything else you want to say to our viewers?
Guys, to anybody who adds me or is following me or is following me and is new to me, I just want to say thank you for following my journey. Thank you for thinking I'm cool. And, you know, we love you.
All right. You heard it here. Love all around.
Love all around. Love and compassion.
All right. Thank you again. And
thank you so much, Ryan.
Idol fans, we will see you again next week on another edition of Idol Tapped. See ya.
Bye.
This is Idol Tapped.